Yeah, all that. The whole concept, really. You're all trespassing.
Exactly.
From me now, you know the way I see, and probably do from the Gubbling Jurong and the Gubbling. That's Ngilmik, that one. They're going mucking around our country without permission like that. You know, everywhere they're doing it. That's what the photo tell me now. That's Ngilmik, that one. If I had my way, you know that tourism thing now? It would be good work, good to work with all the Dawawang. Country only. But not make it like a tourism thing. Make it like a teaching practice for all the Kalangajbun, future generation, beyond me. Take them and tell them the story about the country. And that lot can join the ride like that. But we gotta learn from the front, lead from the front. Not we go all the way to do it for them. We do it for ourselves, where they can tag along and listen to country like that, more better. Just like if black people come to our country anytime, countrymen, you know, from somewhere, well, we gotta take them to that country. Mind them all over. Tell them this and that, like that. But we jodoko, tread them out, all about that country. See? That way we can use that practice again today. But we gotta lead all the way from the front, not follow them. Not like that before. When you're talking like the station days, not like that. And use them another way around now. We sort of get them to be part of that. Grand money can come after. But the main thing is about that Dawang country now. So we can keep everything in line then. We just tell them what we need to tell them, that's all, like that.
What did the old people used to tell you, chap, in your time?
They used to tell me the main thing, you know, for place, what they've been doing, but nothing significant. They never used to tell them anything, you know. You just follow man and learn what they need to learn. Not too much, like that Eden Valley, where Kadia, white people go. That's the Nyurgi, that place.
I was reading one report that the Kimberley Land Council did in 2004. You mob both would have been around at that time. It was an Aboriginal social and economic impact assessment of Ord Stage 1, before they did Ord Stage 2. In there, old people are saying that since Kununurra was created in the 60s, Mirrawong people kind of lost control of their water places. And before, when there was just cattle stations, there was only a few gadia here, but the town brought more people. And all those gadia now like rush out to Springs every weekend. And when I was in that Heritage Act meeting with Bajuk, they were saying when they were a kid, there were a big mob of places on the Ord they used to go to, but now they can't go there.
All that bulrush going down the Ord River damaged that site now. All the fishing place, camping area, everything. All the rubbish been come up there now. You can't even see through there now. This place was clear. Old road was here. This the old road, this one. You go straight across there, see that point? That's the old road to Darwin. underwater now. All the station car, the car across here, it was clear, this place. All that rubbish. See that jungle there? It wasn't there before. They've all been clear, that part. You can see the creek clear, but there you can't see anywhere. You'll get lost. Black will go there. You probably don't know which direction to go. That's how much impact it been up. And even all along the air, there, they got a name there. All them place, fishing place. All the way they got a name. But the place you can't visit, you can't tell the story to my own kid. That's the impact.
Colonization.
Yeah, that's why a lot of old people been put out. Now, they even hurt their feeling in a way. They didn't bother anymore. But Kadir didn't listen to that report. They just put it aside and went ahead with things.
I notice when we go to a spring with Chris and his mob, there are usually no other Aboriginal people there.
Not usually, always.
One time, Chris and I were driving home and we passed a gravel pit on the side of the road. And he said with like such intensity, "I feel so culturally insecure." And he said those words because that gravel pit was meant to stop, but it was still going. And he was worried. Gadia kind of think of big mines damaging country like Argyle Diamond Mine or Juukan Gorge, but they don't often think of these little places that sort of spot the highway everywhere. These are the mines that make the roads out of gravel, and these roads carry people places.
They don't even get permission from the government. That's another thing. Baba Galgam. That's why some fella don't go to Wolof for that kind of thing. Making it no good, this system.
In a way, this was not happening if they consulted, not just gammon.
Kadia know it too. You know, they say it in English loud and clear. Australia is a spiritual place. That's not for nothing. That is for good reason. Got a lot of Ngarangali story attached to this country. And for people to come here without permission is no good. That dam there, Lake Argyle, they never consulted with people. But that's the main place.
They blew up a whole mountain for that dam.
Kadia keep changing rules, you know. Trying to still cut through there and go ahead with things. And that Murugang now, with that dangerous place, you know, you go there, you get hurt like that. They still don't want to listen to that until something go wrong. And then they come back looking for help. They want to get people to smoke them, you know, when they find out they've got a problem. Everything has a label. We got it in our language, but nobody's paying attention to it. Listening to it might be that sort of thing. We can implement and make it strong, you know, with that Section 18. But nobody ever talk about this kind of thing either, since I've been an adult and listening to people.
Under Gadia law, you don't really have a right to say no. It's just that right to negotiate. But how would your mob make it better?
Well, I reckon myself, if we have to live together and to understand one another, all these things has got to be put together. Blackwater rule got to work with the Kadia rule, side by side, so they can put a policy down and make it work. And have greater understanding of Blackwater and the landscape and respect. Not pay the respect, like they said, Oh, I pay my respect. You know, every time they have a meeting, I ranga, oh, I pay my respect. Well, that's not good enough. No good to pay that respect. You gotta show that respect. When you are there in the country, I always put my head down sometimes when I hear that.
For me, sometimes I feel shame when I see my culture kind of running around like little ants greedy for water. Like, how do we really show that respect?
For me, most spring here have become an open access area. There's no involvement with traditional owners to welcome people. We were Tamilawang, it means stranger, when we went to places in your photos. We don't know what to do or what to say. We are also confused too. When we look there are no black fellows there. But that's a funny thing. Is most spring don't have any walking tracks there, but gotta make their own, like the Molly Spring. I don't know. They go around and they go right up the top. Uncle, keep going. Nah. But I never go there.
That's a Bunangal dream. You remember that word?
Bunangal. Black snake, eh?
Now that little silver one, him you kill that snake. That's the country for him. When you walk around there, you can show up. We'll finish him up, you know.
Oh, crazy.
That's a dangerous ngarangani. We had a few people with a problem there, but we're in Sumakumata.
Just say, uncle, if you were back in the early days, no white fella been here. If we want to go to these places for ceremony or visit them, what would we have to do?
Well, using that black fella model now, module. Not a lot of black fella come here. The country, they won't do that. They'll wait for that right boss to lead them all over. They won't go there. You see that big mob black wall there, the town, they can't even go anywhere down the river. They are too frightened, or respect too, in other words. If we go over them, hey, you fellas want to come, we got a good place. You might come there for a day, might be like that. If you talk to them like, they might not take notice, but they won't just go there unless they're forced. In their own self, they still can't go. Some follow down here, but they see it as a public place. Big mob car park, they come here check a fishing line for a brim.
Yeah, I see them, poor fellas.
That's the only thing they can do.
That's the respectful way.
Yeah, they show proper respect at the black fella that they've been doing for centuries. They never used to come here and do their own crockery. They would always wait for Dawawang, all about to show them their crockery. And like everybody come, the winner, if we send for them to come, that's the time they can bring their own thing. But everything is based on that respect again, black well away.
Really? Gadia shouldn't be going into country until they're invited by a proper black fella from that place. Also, I forgot to say the title of these photos is All the Violence Within This. And those other black and white ones are called In the National Interest. I feel that this, like what you called trespassing, is an act of violence. But one of the reasons my culture can do this now, without being scared of being speared or something, is because of all the violence that happened earlier. And I think that violence carries on. It persists.
Well, it's just a theory, not an actual event. But what he is saying is that a lot of young fellas steal cars, and some of the system within the family of the kids, the mother, the father, still has the torment and the remembrance of all that shit.
Trauma, that's the trauma, Javier.
Yeah, could be some of that is transferred to our kids, and they think back to what our old people used to go through. So what they did was, I'll go fix this bloke. This must be the one of them bastard. I'll go steal his car, make him feel bad about the precious thing where for us, it's the country that is special. It is our value, and the trauma that is set on our people is so big.
It will go down to all the widow though.
Yeah, it transferred within the line of the family. I even have that. I have a trauma with police because of the violence and the engagement with us was really bad. It was like shaking in my boots just to see a cop car just parked down the road or a cop walking into a shop. We won't go in that shop if that policeman go in there. We'll go in another shop. That's because of the trauma. And I guess the devastation of the massacres and the bad things that happened to our old people, it still runs within the young people's system, even mine. Just the understanding of what my old people have been through and the hardship and the torment of those so-called vesties was the worst thing that has ever happened to us. Colonization took everything away from us. Our rights, our freedom, our homeland.
On the station, as soon as something went wrong, all the Ngalabang been coming, grabbed them all about. They've been doing that on Newry station too. I'll tell you this one little story for that Ngalabang business. Old man here. Large one who been pulled down.
BJ?
Yeah. Even little one. Daddy even tell me. My daddy and two fellow been tell me. BJ, even little one. One manager been go build him for Calabana horse. I think it was something. An old man Kagum, old man father, old Yolai, even go and fight like that manager over old man. No? And another lot, old man, old Caroline, Tony Madang, you know, old one, two, three, you know, when he work up.
Yeah.
That old man, and another lot brother, old from Pulamba. Some fella been passed away, they been all double bang that manager, and even called the police. When them police been come here, just for that little incident on that station, all from one little boy, but policemen were involved there all the time.
That was the control.
Yeah, and I still got that. That fear is still there in people when they see Ngalabang. They've been telling me that story all lot, all my auntie. But I've been go back to the file, search the file. I've been find that story there. In that story, that Ngalabang fired their gun up in the air. But the all of that story, myself, the gobbling all of it, even firing but the people's foot.
Oh, craggy.
Yeah, I got a revolver. Make everyone sit back. You know, like that? But in that story, he got in the report, he fired a couple of shots in the air. But what that old people reckon, even children but them la foot, like all the cowboy.
Luggage, isn't it? You better listen in, you little black bastard. Make them do that wanga here.
I don't know that story before, but years ago I did the search and found that different story. But that kind of thing, trauma is still here.
Yeah.
I reckon myself, our black water rule should be high priority. When I have a look later at that Ngarangadi site, the open door of the ward, all the Ngabang, all the proper, all them proper Jirijip, Podawang, you know, they never made them like a road, all those sites. Anthropologists wouldn't make them.
Bouncing from place to place.
Chirijip, Lakaja. Here, there. So when I look at the map after, everything clear, open. There is no site recorded in between. That why Kariyabun go through. In between, Kariyabun do a lot of different things. To mark down the site of important how they work, they haven't put it all wrong way. They haven't do it their way. In the end result, that been weaken our structure a little bit too, see?
In reality, Blackfellow way, there was a site there. No matter, they were all separated, they were all in connection, in line.
Yeah, well, everywhere there, you know.
They were all in line, but when white fella went there, they went through there.
They would point them out.
And cut them out.
Yeah, and cut out all the rest out and just put it like that. So when I would look at that map there, I would say, oh, so where the site now? Oh, it's in that little dot there. They would tell me. Well, I've been look, hey, no. But too late, everything been passed. I never go there. Go get them, see? When they've been doing that. All that anthropologists before.
That's the one about these anthropologists. I like working with them. But one thing, I think they're missing the point sometimes.
Well, we never there that time to explain to them properly.
Yeah, that's the point now. That's the point where they actually thought they was doing the right thing, but all people were saying yes because we had no choice.
Yeah, well, misunderstanding. They never understand things properly.
And that's the thing too. Gadia culture is always putting things in a box, compartmentalizing. Even with our education system, we put maths, English, science, art, all in different boxes and in different classrooms. So when we try to understand what a site is, we kind of put them in a box. So we can put the mine or the farm outside the box. But it really doesn't work like that. For Yumob, it's all about connection. But even about the stolen motor cars too. Look, like stealing cars is not a good thing, but stealing country is also not a good thing. So when I see white people complaining about kids stealing motor cars, they need to confront that their own culture, their own way of life, exists in Australia today because of stolen country. There's a real connection there that people aren't really speaking about, and if we don't, it's just hypocrisy.
We went up in NAIDOC week one time in the park there. Might be the one wrong at this story.
Go on.
We went up in NAIDOC week at the park and then we went to Walleye. Cook meat like Ranabon. Anyway, I had to go and get permission from the shy to do that. Just to go and dig a hole there and cover them up after.
Hey?
Yeah, I would make them put a backhoe, running loader. They got a sand. After we've been finished walleye next day, we've been putting back everything just like that. But yeah, you know, that kind of thing. When they go to our country, to our land, they should have been doing the same thing again, getting permission from us to do that thing. Doing anything on our country, they should be doing exactly the same thing. But all the thing, all the negotiations seem to come after, when they're already doing this. That's not right.